Greetings, everybody. Happy New Year's Revolution. That'll be the name of the show. So many things to cover. We have kind of s slipped up on the news a little bit to cover more spiritual and things around UFOs. So we're kind of blending both of them in this newsletter. I really want to get back into the more spiritual UFO stuff. But there are things people need to know so they can make changes. So we're going to go ahead with the breaking news. So Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz just signed a bill to give illegals driver's licenses, which according to state law allows them to vote. So it seems California is doing the same thing, and it's not about the safety of Americans, and many can't read road signs or even know how to drive. And then there's the unvetted ones who entered illegally, coming from prisons and mental institutions, including those who believe, their God demands a jihad on non-believers. It's all about votes, virtual signaling and guilt tripping with Americans paying the price. And, this is how power hungry, sick, and self-defeating the majority of the global elite sponsored politicians have become. I've always, thought the federal government determines who's eligible to vote. And I think we're going to get a showdown there. But it looks like the Democrat voting rosters are diminishing at the same rate of ICE arrests, so that's not going to work out for him. I suspect Walz has an arrest warrant in the making. By the time this airs, who knows, he may end up in the hooscow. Anyway, we need to pass a law only those born in America can run for high-level offices. And because they understand, American ideals and American law and basically, the Christian foundation that America was founded on. And if they don't, they should not be in office. They should go run for office in Somalia or somewhere there, some other place. Go run for office in Korea, North Korea. Anyway, unfortunately, this is probably going to be necessary due to hostile foreign governments installing people who are definitely not America first. So speaking of not America first, I listened to Ben Shapiro again try to lie his way out of the anti-Christian behavior of his people. The statements concerning Jesus burning in hell in his own excrement, as written in their Talmud as a false prophet, he just dismissed that as trivial. And he also responded, if it wasn't for Judaism, the Christians would not exist. And forget about all the YouTube videos showing Christians being abused in the Holy Lands, and he said, these are all anti-Semite lies. So ignore the slaughter of millions in what the Romans called Palestinia, which was had a name, it was a place, and according to Israel, it never existed, or the fact that Palestinians have more genetic ties to Israel than the Israeli people, most of which were imported from Europe. They've all changed their last names. Every one of their leaders lately has changed their last names. A lot of them come out of Poland and Ukraine. So it's the Ashkenazi Zionists, basically. So here's my question: is killing millions of Palestinian Semites and blowing up Christian churches, using women, children, and babies for target practice and bragging about it and starving millions acceptable due to past transgressions of Hitler against Jews? I mean, this is like mental illness, folks. Like, what do Palestinians have to do with Hitler? And why is there any difference in what they are doing to Palestinians? And do you see how twisted this has become? And don't validate the genocide with the October attack until a real investigation is done on who was funding Hamas, who gave the stand down order, and why so many Israelis were killed by IDF fire. And many in the IDF right now are committing suicide, not being able to live with what they've done. So sorry, Israel, your victim card is punched out. It was punched out probably a couple of years ago. The world is awake. Anyway, the Israeli settlers also need to be checked, tearing down Palestinian homes, businesses, and churches, moving on in, and they're raining terror, against the locals. They're taking out their farms, their fields, burning their olive trees, everything. This is like genocide 3.0. Come on, there's no difference. So anyway, the New Testament makes it clear Jesus was the law, abolishing the old ways of sacrifice, division, violence, ending the myth of the chosen people, blood right and blood guilt traditions. And there's no need to sacrifice your red heifer to bring in the Messiah. He already came and you killed him. The statistics don't lie. Christians have moved out of Israel in record numbers. Why? Maybe being slapped, beaten, spit on, cursed, and slandered, making it very clear they're unwelcome might be a clue to why there's so many evacuations of Christians from Israel. And wait, didn't they do that to the Jews? I think they were beaten and slapped and it's like anyway. I bet the tax-paying Christians are feeling all warm and fuzzy, sending billions to support the genocide. Look at the polls right now. Israel lost the narrative, and in America and globally, basically. And it would be wise for Republicans to distance themselves from this if they want to win in the next election. You can't run on genocide. I'm sorry, because the whole world's not going for it anymore. The Somali and other illegal alien fraud is also up to, they're saying it could be over 9 billion with fake learning centers, healthcare, childcare, even hijacking the money for meals dedicated for those in need. Some Somali pirates are living in mansions, buying luxury cars, tossing money around, all funded by the US taxpayer. It's like, the US taxpayers kind of fed up with this, and they're having a hard time paying taxes. Even though they're illegal, we'll talk more about that. Anyway, allegedly, the murder of politicians is tied to this in blue states who voted against giving free health care and payouts to illegals. Homeland Security is fully aware of it. We'll see what they do about it. But they're shutting this all down, and finally arrests are being made, and they have to take it all the way to the top, basically. The stolen money through fraud is kicked back to mostly Democratic politicians through ACT Blue and other nefarious organizations. Even the donations to Black Lives Matter, a group pushing division and victimhood, actually end up in ACT Blue, a Democratic political organization. So why keep funding the plantation if you want to get off of it? Your Democratic saviors were wearing white sheets in the past, and they just blame the Republicans for what they've been doing for over 100 years. It's the party of deception, basically. So anyway, there's deception on both sides. It's just more prolific right now with the Democrats. But it's looking like they need to put a fence around Minnesota, Chicago, New York, and just call them prisons. Trump just memed, "Are you ready for the arrests?" And most of us say, "Yeah," years ago. I believe he called Tampon Timmy a wetard. So we don't lower ourselves to name calling, considering Tampon Tim's actions, it's probably the kindest thing he could say. So anyway, think of how insane and morally corrupt one can get putting tampon dispensers in men's bathrooms. There's a lot of boys in high schools and colleges even, and that rip those out, and they're like got severe consequences for that. They go, "What is this doing in our bathroom?" And men, regardless of the democratic science, men cannot have a real period. It's a mental illness to believe so. End of story. Some of the things they do to act like they're having a period, using ketchup and other stuff, is just so it's mental illness. That's all it is. There's nothing else happening there. So, I see these look on these guys' faces, two guys with a baby, and the baby's acting like the baby's nursing on one of the guys, and they got these big grins on their faces. I mean, it's mentally ill, that's mental illness there. It's also a child endangerment. So, that kid is being, the opportunity to live in a whole and healthy family, a good healthy family unit, has been taken away. So, where's what's he going to have? for reference points, basically. So I think critically thinking, integrity, and morally challenged, void of soul and possessed should be more appropriate, because there's definitely something else driving Timmy's ship. So speaking of gay, did you know Baphomet, one of the deities the deep state Illuminati worship, is a gender-confused goat-headed hermaphrodite? That's one of the false gods that Kabbalists, sacrifice to. Something Jesus put an end to. No more sacrifices, And they're lords of the underworld, and they believe the more gender confusion, the more Baphomet can enter the souls of the confused. And this makes a lot of sense concerning the morality of the uninformed left and so many politicians. This also explains the push to destroy the family unit. Are we connecting all the dots yet? It's follow the money behind all the division in America, race, religion, and gender. Research who is finding it. Who's funding flooding the country with illegal aliens, creating a major culture clash with Americans and Christian principles. Both Jewish and Muslim sects that declare war on non-believers, condemning them as soulless, less than an animal to do with as you wish, are not compatible with American law or Christian principles. And this totally explains the genocide in Palestine and the war in Ukraine and almost every other war that was financed both sides since Napoleon by the same group. So anyway, there is no soul or God connection to these people, and that's how they can do what they do. People see the what they do to children and what they do to the air and the water and the chemtrails and everything else. And you go, they do it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. Why? This is all nonsense. Why would they do it to themselves? And one, they're psychopaths. Two, it's not really them. They're not a them anymore. It's more of an it, Something else has got control of their ship, basically. And that's why they can do these things. Another thing too, reptilian DNA, they have like 45 markers on their immune system, and we have two. So they can deal with all this toxins. You see alligators and sewers and things like that, snakes. It doesn't bother them. They can hang out, and we can't, basically. So when you take this into account, it starts making all kinds of sense here. But anyway, all of these wars that were involved are driven by soulless global elite, which America has allowed itself in ignorance to do their bidding. So you might want to read the Talmud and the Quran, both of which consider Christians soulless non-believers, of which they can do with as they wish. So, and this includes a mandatory jihad, war on non-believers. And see what they say about Jesus before your Zionist Christian paid-off ministers brainwash you. A Zionist Christian is an oxymoron. So don't let them turn your church into what Jesus called a synagogue of Satan, And don't let them use the face of Jesus to gather their gold and build their temples, as Jesus warned. We are of one blood. The chosen ones are the ones who chose to make their own personal God connection with the all-loving, all-forgiving God and live according to universal law. The rest are false teachings, power and control struggles for gold and expansionism. We had a Pele Christmas here. We had ash and Pele's hair coming down everywhere, and it really messes up your lungs and your messes your voice up too and your eyes. But that's why I'm getting a little choked up here. But anyway, fear, guilt, unworthiness, division are all control mechanisms. And if Jesus said, "Neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee," what right do religious leaders have to judge, promote fear, guilt, and unworthiness? Even act as go-betweens. This goes against everything Jesus taught about the temple being within. Love being the one law that supersedes all the laws and the prophets. He made it very clear each individual needs to make their own personal God connection. He said there shall come a day where man will not worship God in the temples or mountaintops, but within self. He also said, "Ye search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God." He said, God is closer than the hair on your head. How can it be closer than the hair on your head without it being within you? What does omnipresent mean? The Creator is omnipresent within all creation. They don't want you to know this because this empowers you as an individual. And they want, I'll go further than they don't want that basically. So Jesus did bring, he brought the new covenant, a new image of an all-loving, all-forgiving God. In fact, he kicked out the old jealous, wrathful, genocidal God of the Old Testament. Many secular Jews still worship and perform sacrifices to. The rituals and sacrifice to what he called the shadow God of the Old Testament, according to the Ethiopian Bible. So that's why the religious fanatics who live according to the false teachings of the past, the Old Testament, hate Jesus and anyone who follows Jesus. He put an end to their ways 2,000 years ago. So some just never got the message or refused to take the message anyway. So anyway, there is universal law, and actions outside of universal law create karma. And when we judge ourselves or accept the judgments of others, the guilt creates the karma. We magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. It's that simple. So we're creating our books. And one of the profound things that's coming out of the Ethiopian Bible is Jesus saying there is no sin. And people have a hard time with that. Well, if there's no sin, if we don't control people and stop them doing sin, it's like, there is action reaction. There is actions outside of universal law that create karma, but the sin is implies that God is judging you, and God's beyond judgment. It's beyond duality and beyond the ego. And love is the manifest force behind all creation, which unfortunately gets distorted in the lower levels by kings and leaders and religious leaders as well, and unconscious humans ending in miscreation. So when you rise in frequency beyond the trappings of earth, this will all make sense. Do we need to discern? Yes. Do we need to set boundaries with those that trespass and do not live according to universal law? Of course we do. I love the saying, being a Christ does not mean being a doormat. At the risk of being redundant, universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. And those who are self-serving, lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth create karma by their actions. And those blessed with abundance, having any connection to the soul, would automatically help those less fortunate. At the same time, we need to not support dependencies or victimhood. Divine counseling and education are in order. Everything is being accelerated right now and amplified. The masks are all coming down. And some call it the great reveal, others the great awakening or planetary liberation and ascension. The days of division are over, so are the days, shortening of those who preach division. There are only two choices now. The timelines are separate and our world is bifurcating. And the only option now is to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And all else is on the downward spiral of evolution. It's going to cease to exist, along with all those little unseen negative influences running around, the archons and all these other guys. We're going to evolve beyond them. And anyway, on that note, on a positive note, it's official. Jesara and the Quantum Financial System, GFS, will launch in January. And I've heard a lot of false dates and false launches, but I really think this one's going to happen because I've heard the most high level people that are in the know are saying it's going to happen now, which they weren't before. And it looks like everything's finally going to go back to the Treasury. The Federal Reserve and the IRS will go the way of the dinosaur. The IRS is just a brute squad for the global elite, basically. And we're no longer slaves of the Queen and the Vatican, thanks to executive orders and Q. Yes, Q is real. I was told about Q way before it was public. And I said, what? How are we going to get free of this mess? Get out of this draconian law and all this other nonsense. And they kept saying Q. I had no idea what Q was. What I thought they were talking about Kuan Yin or something, because she has been appearing at the ranch quite a bit. And I thought it was maybe Kuan Yin or Q, some omnipotent being like Star Trek was going to show up, or I had no idea what they're talking about because I had no reference points, until Q started coming out. And I said, "Is this what you mean by Q?" And the universe makes information known to you in strange ways. And so, if you're trying to figure this stuff out, if you just sit with it, all of a sudden you'll get your answers, basically. But anyway, people are rioting, all over the world. They're demonstrating, rioting, taking over capitals. Farmers are shooting manure on the police and official buildings, using the tractors to remove any obstacles, including the residents. These are some very corrupt officials. And this is all being orchestrated from within. Universal law is written in the hearts of all humanity. The desire for freedom, and the right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life, that's written in the heart of hearts of everyone, and that's coming out. And there, you can only suppress people so far and take away their freedoms, and there's going to be a backlash, and that backlash is here. And so basically, if installing Jassar, we go back to common law, and the new quantum financial system is the only thing Trump pulls off. It'll be like winning World War III, basically. A miracle, finally freeing the American people, basically. So ending the war started and sponsored by the global elite, is also a bonus. Stopping the unfair trade practices, ending property tax on seniors is also a godsend. Let's get that going. We've been hit, for 40 years, we've been hit on every level. We've been hit by, the IRS brute squad, they're refusing to respect that we're a church, although we have an EIN number, everything. We're getting hit by the county, who is changing our tax status and coming up with these ridiculous bills that are beyond ridiculous. And then trying to, and then everybody else. I mean, we've been doing healing circles and counseling and benefits and everything on the ranch for 40 years. And according to the rules and regulations, all you need to do is say you're a church and act like a church, and you are a church, basically. So you don't even need an EIN number, but we have that too, and they're still coming after us. So it's definitely been weaponized, and they've been weaponized against conservatives and anyone speaking out, and they're breaking all of their own rules and regulations, acting lawlessly without consequences. So we and many others are just done with it. It needs to stop. It seems one party is doing all they can to socially, economically, and morally destroy America, lockstep with the goals of the fallen global elite. The other is preserving it. If they can stay united. I love the meme. Democrats need to grow a brain and Republicans need to grow some balls. It's very true right now. While there is corruption and what can only be defined as sedition and treason in both parties, it seems to be epidemic with Democrats. General Flynn just wrote a letter to the president with a stern warning, saying we're very close to a revolution. And if he doesn't make good on his promises, which, needs to be immediate, it's going to get really ugly. And so there needs to be consequences and actions. Basically, the global elite involved in genocide, the untouchable, need to be held accountable, or we're going to move into a revolution. And these guys are already hiding. They've already gone into hiding because they know it's coming. So one way or the other, it's going to come. But anyway, there have been massive arrests. Literally tons of meth, fentanyl, and cocaine have been confiscated. Arrests going all the way to the top. Even positions in Homeland Security have occurred. We gotta give especially Tulsi Gabbard and Kristi Noem, all these people. You can't. They inherited a very corrupt system, and they're in the process of weeding it out. And they're doing all they can to do it, and they're having a lot of resistance. And so you can't really judge them by what the system is still doing because they're still weeding it out. But I think they need a roller tiller, just go in there and plow it all under. Anyway, a global network of cartels and American officials are all being arrested, like all the way to the top. It's unbelievable. You're going to see governors and probably senators go down, with a lot of this. And so, I always say, that's a start, going after this. But, let's take down the eugenicists and the pedophiles at the highest levels. And there might be a couple lists to help you out. Diddy and Epstein actually made them for you. So there's two lists you can start with. We also get those affected by drugs help. Imagine getting them showered, groomed, putting them in a med bed, getting them the counseling they need so they can be of service to humanity. Afterwards, you would not recognize them. Their past would be a faded, distant memory. And, they'd be a benefit to humanity. And so that's where we need to go with this, basically. We need to undo what's been done. And also, new silver and other precious metals are going through the roof in value. I saw that coming. Cryptos will be all over the place, some crashing, others ascending. So, to be honest, every time I hear Bitcoin, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. And I know there's a lot of agency involvement in Bitcoin, and a lot of the dark hearts are heavily invested into Bitcoin. So, I warn close friends, not to put all their, they sold their houses and to put all their assets in Bitcoin. And right before it crashed, that last time. And, you might make some money in term, here and there, but I don't know. I think the real security is having things in your possession, like precious metals, land, gardens, livestock, fresh, pure water. Be sure and cover the basics. Those are always going to be of value. And get out in nature, before your job suck the life out of you. Advanced civilizations always maintain a balance. I would not be dependent on major city infrastructures or the processed food filled with bugs and other harmful additives. Read the labels and know the names of the bug fillers and additives that are poisoning your body. And Robert Kennedy is doing a great job of that. He's bringing to everybody's attention, along with Big Pharma's role in this major depopulation program called the say it. This brings us also back to 3i Atlas, and we need to cover more of that. So as we've said since the beginning, the beings within 3i Atlas, sorry, and their technology are beyond comprehension of most. They're ambivalent data collectors, not all warm and fuzzy. They scanned the solar system, made a few corrections, and basically said, you're not ready to join the greater family of man throughout the multidimensional universe. All eyes are on NASA now, and the word NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. So those, I'm seeing now the NASA guys are saying, oh, that's just a misnomer. They're actually bringing this up now. It doesn't really mean that. And whatever, but anyway, those deceptions are all coming into the limelight. So I'm not sure where the new head of NASA will take us. They just change their name, call it the Intergalactic Space Force or something. And we already have that, but they should change their name to be something more beneficial to humanity, the Earth, and the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. Anyway, this is all just a big psyop distraction from the UFOs in your skies appearing globally. So Google it. Massive UFOs, fleets are being observed over states, cities, and towns globally. Don't look to NASA for answers. They're okay, folks, nothing to see here, just a big rock that left our universe. Keep shopping, just doesn't match any of the data. And they know that. So we've been in contact for over 40 years at ESETI with benevolent off-worlders and ultra-dimensionals, and nothing's changed. We've even had contact with the inner Earth folks. And now with the collapse of the controlled narrative with, 3i Atlas, help with that one, along with the congressional hearings, we can get on with global contact. And finally put an end to this limited hangout, planned opposition, shills, and posers program. We just can't keep doing this. A lot of these big conferences people are going to are reptilian FFs. They disempower you. They got everybody looking externally. And most of them being run by I hate to say it, that some very morally challenged people are a lot of the keynote speakers if you do the math and do the research, basically. So anyway, these beings, these benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, they have free energy, anti-counter-gravity, med beds, replicator technology, everything we need to clean up the planet. And so it's time to take that quantum leap in evolution and join the rest of the universe in peace. And you have to think about who would be against cleaning up the planet, ending disease and poverty, war, and living a spiritual life in harmony with each other, nature. Why has who it what is this element that has been suppressing this with deadly force in some cases? They've been at it since the 30s, basically. And so, maybe, could it be the war and disease profiteers, the tyrants that depend on keeping the peasants sick, poor, and stupid? Maybe those enslaving the masses through dependency, which is why we aren't getting these technologies. Those guys that are imploding as we speak. I mean, they're all being found out. They're going to be dealt with here very soon if they haven't already been dealt with. But there's a reckoning coming. Their karma is being accelerated and amplified, basically. So everything is being revealed, and they're not frequency specific to the process that it's unstoppable. And they're completely out of alignment with universal law. They're on the downward spiral, ending in social, economic, and environmental collapse. So you just might want to unhitch your wagon to them and stop supporting that. Put your energies and assets into the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. What I see happening is one world collapsing, and it's in free fall right now as another one takes its place. And the new world is not yet in place. We need to make a home for it. Create templates like Ysetti where people live a spiritual life in harmony with nature and service and aligned, with the planetary liberation, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. It's been a long, hard road with over 40 years of challenges by those who wish to maintain the unsustainable status quo. And people fear the unknown and resist change. That's human nature. When you make the unknown known, educate and empower the people, and make changes for the better, there's nothing to fear. So if we don't educate ourselves and make changes, we will manifest that fear. And as I was saying, worry is a form of prayer. Whatever you worry about, you're focused on, and you're going to magnetize people and events to make that happen. And sadly, most people are ruled by fear. Fear of a fictitious image of a jealous, wrathful God versus an all-loving, all-forgiving God. Fear of losing love, acceptance, and approval from the masses, the herd consciousness, when it should all be found from within. Fear of future not yet created due to the traumas of the past and fear-based media. The fear of recreating an undesirable future creates that future. So what is the solution? We've given the solution here over and over again. The solution is to release the past, heal any wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences, including past lives, clear any unseen negative influences, and make your own personal connection to the all-loving, all-forgiving God within you, and live according to universal law and hold your leadership to the same principles. Living according to universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, and demanding the same from your political and business and religious leaders is and always has been the solution. We got to get back on track. And this has been given to you by all enlightened masters throughout the ages. There are entire spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations, off-world and interdimensional, that live according to these principles. And when they incarnate, they're met with great opposition by the ruling powers that who live outside of universal law. So messiahs have always died young on Earth, yet not before they delivered their message, but their messages were altered to fit the needs of kings and religions to control the masses. The prophets' names and faces were used to gather gold and build the temples to spread and enforce the altered messages. If you don't believe this, read the unaltered Ethiopian Bible with the 82 books, not the censored 66 books. The books removed, were the teachings of reincarnation, the teachings of women, especially Mary. Both Marys had a lot of information, and it was all done to create a one-sided, imbalanced patriarchal system. So the Ethiopian Bible has the true, unaltered teachings of Jesus, which empowered the individual to make their own personal God connection with no go-betweens. How long would this deception go on before humanity wakes up and realizes who the enslavers are, how they were enslaved, and what's being done to them throughout the ages? A master once told me that he said, there hasn't been a sword or a spear or a weapon strong enough to totally, keep the people down. And he said they found out the best weapon was their own consciousness. And so it's like that. I think it's Pavlov's dogs, when they, he'd ring a bell and feed them and ring a bell and feed them. And then pretty soon he just rang the bell and they started salivating and everything else. And they were so programmed. And that's what social consciousness has done to us. They don't even need to bring out, although they do have incredible psychotronic weapons and brain to computer technologies and all these other things that are messing with us. They don't even need it anymore because, we've all been so socially programmed that it's called social engineering, that all they have to do now is ring the bell basically, and we do their bidding. So anyway, this is not going to last much longer. It's already happening. Everything will be revealed, past and present, and it's the chaos we're now experiencing. So it's part of the healing process. I love this prophecy. It said God has given its best for these times, and we cannot deny some of the best are coming forward. You look at what Tucker Carlson is doing, Candace Owens, let's not forget Charlie Kirk, before he was silenced, Nick Shirley, Nick Fuentes, and the Hodge Brothers is a really good one. I watched that one. I go, wow, this guy's got it together. And everything, he had the facts and figures and his history and everything. He was doing a really good job. Some people call him a racist and all these other things, but I don't know, just from that show, he really had his act together. So these shows are many others, just too many to mention, are all blowing the lid off of everything. And so go back and listen to this podcast. I mean, it's a lot of information to take in, and you'll see the solutions have all been given redundantly. I've repeated myself on purpose, and make it viral. And those that have any soul connection left, are going to hear the message and hopefully act on it. The status quo is in free fall. Step aside and out of it. Just let it go. Direct your energies and assets, as said before, to the awakening and healing. Bring your own life into alignment with universal law and start creating heaven on earth. It all begins in consciousness. We need to rise. So it's all about frequency. The lowest frequency thoughts are fear, guilt, unworthiness, jealousy, anger. All those are very low frequency thoughts. And we carry those as wrong conclusions from past experiences. This is past life too, unhealed wounds and traumas from past lives. We carry that, in our multidimensional body. And so, they're mostly carried in the astral body, the past life stuff, but the other stuff's carried in our mental and emotional body. So we have to clean those out. We have to clean all that lower frequency consciousness out, forgive, release the past, and connect into that pure, loving, joyous, wise and powerful manifesting God or goddess within you. And that's the path. We all need to do that. We teach that, and we do counseling work that does that. Clearing out, any unfinished business, past life business. We clear out wounds, traumas, wrong conclusions from this life. Clear out any entities. There's a lot of unseen negative influences working hard right now to sabotage us. We clear those out and hook people up. And we all have a divine lineage, which includes other civilizations, other advanced civilizations in higher dimensions. So our soul's eternal. It's been around a long time. So we need to reconnect with that, and it's pretty much what we do at the ranch. But the people, I had one teacher say, we did a clearing. We do a lot of clearings for teachers, and they get, we all need help. I ask for help. I have people, advisors I go to. You got to set aside the ego, and some if you're struggling with something, sometimes you need a different perspective on it to look at it differently and help clear it. But anyway, that I had one teacher. She goes, that was like a spiritual Roto-Rooter. She goes, it was like everything came up, boom, 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 and just cleared. It was great. But I love doing this because I love watching people get back in touch with their love and their joy and their abundance and who they really are. And that's the benefit for me mainly. But hopefully we can keep the doors open. It's been rough 2 years going through all these changes and the condition of the economy and things like that. And we've had some very big lessons in trust, trusting other people who deem themselves spiritual and righteous, who prove themselves otherwise. But anyway, had some major setbacks, but we're on the mend, we're going forward. And we would have gone forward a heck of a lot faster with more assets and things if this didn't happen. But anyway, if anybody wants to throw some extra frog skins our way, we'd really appreciate it. It's our whole mission is to empower the individual, and we're totally dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, not creating another religion, not creating another external worship program or any of these other things. We're here in total service to humanity and the earth, basically. And we've been that way for 40 years, which is why we get so much opposition. People do not like the authentic. And if you have a really high frequency, you're going to mirror back and amplify, the unhealed wounds and traumas and the lack of integrity and critical thinking in others. You amplify all that. And so rather than rise to the occasion and heal and release the past, they automatically project and blame and come after you. And we've seen that over and over. And it's just a heads up. It's part of the ascension process. You're going to start losing a lot of friends, and you're just going to have a few close friends you can talk to and hang out with. And you have to practice loving detachment. Let people do their thing, be themselves. The universe is going to bring to them the lessons they need, and people keep asking me, they want to go on the war path with some of these people. And I said, I already forgave them. I just sure would not like to have their light review or deal with the karma that they created. And, but, basically it's, you just turn it back over to the universe. And when you forgive and release the past, whatever you thought you might have lost always returns. Comes back to you. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. Really, we need to start seeing some movement, and we need to start seeing some arrests, high level arrests, and we need to stop with this oligarchy program of eugenicists, that's happening right now, and putting an end to this. And if our present government doesn't make good on what they promise or fall back into the ways of the past, I really do think there is going to be a major revolution. People are just done. I watched these young women doing things the other day, and they said, how do you expect us to pay taxes when we see billions of dollars going to promote genocide, and we see billions of dollars going out to fraud, and illegal aliens, people that aren't even Americans. And when true Americans need help, on this level, if money was going to that, they'd feel great about it. Everybody wants to help out, but the amount of fraud and deception and the genocide and the disempowerment and the weaponization of the agencies. And I saw one guy doing a podcast, and he said that he was angry, and he said, you need to stop this weaponization of the agencies. You need to weed out the communists, and the left, they're in there just attacking the conservatives and the right. And you can't let this keep going because there's a lot of really good, solid people right now that are in jail. And they'd probably like to have me in there. They've tried quite a few times, but you got to put an end to this. And if there is an end to it, there will be an end to it. But I would really like to see it be done lawfully and legally, and and go that direction. But it's looking like it's going to go one way or the other. So kind of prepare for it. But you can see it globally. Everybody is rising up. All the countries that have been suppressed are ripped off, or the people have been, overtaxed, and all that stuff. That's all coming out now, and the people are rising up globally. And it is a global event. It's the frequencies are rising, and tyranny is not frequency specific, to the ascension process. The earth is, it's well underway on the earth right now. So anyway, I'm going to sign off on that note. Keep the faith, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. And, if your ministers are promoting the genocide, you really need to hold them accountable for it, because I think you need to get your "What Would Jesus Do" ring back on. And I for some reason I just can't see Jesus genociding the true Semites that are genetically more genetically connected to Israel and Israelis than the present, ruling force there. So it's just a no-brainer. Common sense is God sense. "Thou shalt not kill" didn't have addendums in it. It didn't say unless. There does need to be law enforcement. There are people that are killing out there that we need to stop and protect our families and things like that. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But to do these mass genocides, and their power struggles, whether you brand them as religious power struggles or just for monetary gain and expansionism, whatever you want to brand it, it just has to come to an end. It has to stop. And anybody that's perpetuating that are not our allies. They're totally anti-Christ consciousness, anti-Christian principles, and anti the all-loving, all-forgiving God, so they want to just keep creating chaos down here. So again, on that note, just that's my New Year's revolution show. And it all begins within. Everything begins in consciousness. And so we need to really raise our consciousness and find the courage within. And people go, "What's your religion?" And I said, "Well, my religion is truth and kindness, basically. And anything outside of that doesn't work for me. And maybe we all need to do that." So anyway, have a great evening. Have a happy new year. Let's do something right this next year. And see you next show. Good night.
Seti, Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Seti, Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Seti coffee with a couple of Seti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Things come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup, experience it. Keep going, keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop. Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.